went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us this beautiful holiday Monday here in Rochester, and all of our Canadian listeners, we want to wish them a very happy observed Canada Day, as Canada Day was yesterday, July 1st, so they get the day off today. So tonight on the show, we're going to be speaking of Canadians, Dick Howard, and we'll talk, of course, about the Euro 2012 tournament, the final last yesterday, and we'll talk about the tournament itself and how it went over and some interesting discussions that came out regarding, is Spain the best team in the history of national teams? We'll certainly debate that. We'll also look ahead to the upcoming Olympic Games, big match between U.S. and Canada on Saturday. We'll talk about that. We'll also have with us Rhinos forward Isaac Kesey back in action with the team after having some injury problems earlier in the year. He's in the last couple matches, done very well. And we'll be joined by one of the new members of the Rhinos Hall of Fame, the owner of the Rochester Ravens, the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, and, of course, a key member of the Rochester Lancers. I guess you figured it out by now, we're talking about Doug Miller. Speaking of Hall of Famers, here's our other Hall of Famer himself, Lancers Hall of Famer Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, Andrew, and thank you very much for the nice accolades that you give to everybody, and certainly you deserve your own accolades because you do a marvelous job in putting this show together and being the producer. I can appreciate the work that you do, and I used to do it before, so you're just like a star in my eyes, because you take away a lot of things that are mundane, but they are essential to the show.
We want to also say best wishes for a speedy recovery to Sam Monjovi. He's a bit under the weather, so he won't be joining us tonight. I know he's listening in, so he better be real careful.
Exactly. You know, we better be nice to what we say to about Sam.
Well, we always best
outside the fact that he likes Maradona, what can you say?
Yeah.
But anyway, we talk about soccer, and, you know, soccer right now, for my heart and my soul, and just kind of in a very good, very great mood. First the Rhinos, then the Italy, and my God, I mean, I don't know what comes next. But the reality of the things that yesterday was a bad day, and I was in a bad mood. Then I got up this morning, the sun was shining, and it's the next day. And then I reflect a little bit on all those stars, and being the champion or the semi or the runner-up, all those guys, they are getting ready to go on vacation, and they're going to enjoy themselves in the sun. They enjoy their millions of dollars that they earn, I hope. And here we are, the fans of soccer that get tormented, and we lose and we suffer. They lose and they go on vacation.
Well, they had a very long season, a lot of these players, and they deserve a quick break, because it's not going to be much longer. About 6 weeks from now, we start the new season across Europe, and there'll be, of course, a lot of matches happening here in the United States. that one I think a lot of people are looking forward to, Roma against Liverpool at Fenway Park in Boston. And the rumor is flying right now, Joe, that Clint Dempsey might be a member of the Reds by the time that match happens. So there's a hot rumor that Fulham is offered up £10 million as the transfer fee, and Liverpool, of course, owned by Americans, very interested in bringing the star U.S. player to play. That would be very interesting. We have Everton, of course, has Tim Howard, and very well might have Landon Donovan again. And if Liverpool picks up Clint Dempsey, I'm sure Dick will be happy, very happy with that Merseyside derby this year.
Yeah, and the other rumor is that Milan is coming to New York to play Barcelona, I think. Or, you know, I'm not sure about who they play, but I understand Barcelona. And there is an interest with Emilio Monti organizing a bus tour to New York, you know, to go see the game, because he's a passionate fan of Milano. So I'm sure that we're going to have more details, and they're going to keep our listener up, you know, in informed, in the event that they want to go, or they want to go to New York and see this encounter between two great teams.
Of course, it's a lot of great teams coming. And of course, Roma's coming, Milan, Real Madrid, Barcelona, of course, the best team of all, Chelsea. They'll be playing the MLS All-Stars in Philadelphia in about 3 weeks' time, and they're also be playing some other matches here in the United States. It's gonna be a great summer for soccer to see all these stars we just saw in the Euro tournament, plus the stars from South America and U.S. national team players right here playing in the big stadiums, drawing huge crowds. And you know, at this point, you know, soccer is really making a move, I think, to the next level of media attention. You know who was on the cover of the New York Times sports section yesterday?
David Beckham.
Unfortunately, it was not David Beckham. We're going to talk more about Beckham, because I think Team Great Britain are out of their minds not having Beckham on the Olympic team. They're nuts.
Well, you're just partial.
No. Did you see the goal he scored against San Jose on Saturday?
Yeah, did you see the bottle that he was throwing, that he got angry?
Yeah, he got very angry. I don't blame him, because it was a very intense derby with San Jose. It was a great match. I watched the whole thing. But the other who was on the cover was Balotelli. Was on the front page of the New York Times sports section.
Let me tell you one thing about Balotelli, so that everybody has an idea who Balotelli really is. Balotelli is 21 years old.
21 years old.
Okay. 21 years old superstar. He's there because he has the ability to play, and he has shown. He is tormented by the media because every move that he makes, you know, it's identified and it's followed, and then you got the media that instead of being the positive side, they go on this negative side, which is a kid. He's a kid in a very, very big body that I wish I had sometime. But in any event, Balotelli is a star that has not really been, you know, and not really been explored yet. He will be a great player. He's an Italian, for all those people that think
yes,
that he's
he
not
was
Italian.
Born in Sicily. Yeah, his parents were from Ghana. They emigrated, and he had a lot of health problems when he was very young.
Right.
He was adopted by an Italian family.
His parents left, and they didn't have the means. So when he was in the hospital, they didn't have the means, so they gave him up for adoption. Somebody adopted him.
And the Balotellis.
Yeah, the Balotelli adopted him. And that's the way it goes. And he is an Italian. I mean, Jesus, my kids are, you know, I'm from Italy. My wife was American. My kids are born here, so they're American. Wherever you're born, you're in, you know, whatever, regardless your color or
that's
whatever.
Right.
If you're born in the country, you're the country's nationality.
It's very sad that some of the Europeans have to take issue with the color of a man's skin. And Balotelli is as Italian as Gianluigi Buffon is Italian. He was born in Sicily. He's a Sicilian, just like me. So you know, I can understand.
You're an American Sicilian.
I'm an American Sicilian.
He's a true Sicilian.
Right, but just remember this.
And you know,
when Maradona was, I don't know how old he was, when he played in the 1982 World Cup in Italy, and he was red carded out of the match, Look what happened 4 years later. He was the best player in the world, and he led Argentina to the World Cup title. So, you know, he's going to get better and better, this guy. He is an unbelievably raw talent, and when he puts some polish on that game, look out.
And control his temper.
Yeah, well,
and control his temper.
Just like Maradona, he had a terrible temper, too.
I think stars, you know, stars, when, you know, I hope that the only thing that doesn't happen, you know, like a like Freddie Adu. You remember Freddie Adu,
yeah,
a 14 years old, they made him a star. And actually, they ruined him at that time because nobody took him, you know, they explore his abilities. And whoever made the money on Freddie Adu, shame on them, because they should have nurtured him and they should have protected him.
Well, the good thing is Balotelli has an Italian coach at Manchester City, Mancini, and they won the championship. So I think, you know, it's a good combination there.
And Prandelli took good care of him.
Yes, he did.
You know, because he's, you know, he's able to communicate with Balotelli. He's able to calm him down. And, you know, he scored some beautiful goals. I wish he would have scored at the final. But what are you going to do? Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next segment
with Dick Howard. But we want to mention also some big news broke today in locally USL soccer. The newest team in USL soccer, USL Pro for next year, Phoenix, Arizona, will have a team. I know that you have relations in Arizona,
definitely,
Joe. So maybe we'll have to take a trip out there when the Rhinos play against the Phoenix team.
Let me tell you, it's a long way there. So when they talk about expenses, I think they forgot that, you know, what they were trying to control expenses, because from Rochester to Phoenix, it's a long way.
Well, at least it puts a second team out on the West Coast. They really know the league is trying to get more teams out there because L.A. is it right now, and it's very difficult for them from a financial standpoint. But I just wonder where the heck they're going to play and what time. Are they going to play at 3 o'clock in the morning so they don't have 115-degree heat? Talk about it's like playing in Qatar, but, of course, that's going to happen too. So they need one of those Qatari stadiums where everything's air-conditioned.
They got the air-conditioned stadium over there. So.
Right, but that's the baseball stadium. I don't think they're going to be playing there. We'll find out more. We're going to have more information later in the summer, but it's going to be it's the first real big outdoor soccer team that Phoenix area has ever had. So
the other big news is that you're talking about MLS, Nesta, all time Milan guy. Guess where he's going to play?
I know where he's going to play. Well, is that official yet? But
no, they announced it's official.
It is official. Why don't we wait till Dick talk about that? So
okay.
We'll give you a hint. It's not this country. But we're going to be right back with Dick Howard and our international report here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Bill Nojay. You're listening to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass.
She'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are back in 2012 for another exciting season of professional women's soccer. The next Flash home match will be Sunday, July 8th at Saline Stadium against ASA Chesapeake Charge. Kickoff is at 4 p.m. Flash tickets are on sale at the Saline Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or call the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Saline's. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos will host two important USL Pro League matches at Salem Stadium during this holiday week. On the 4th of July, it's the Rhinos versus Antigua Barracuda FC with a special start time of 7:55. And this Saturday, the Rhinos face the Dayton Dutch Lions with a kickoff at 7:05. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are also available. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
International Report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogamming in Pittsburgh, Northfield Commons. Number of call is 248-2650. Get all your gear for your summer sports seasons, all your team sports. Even get ready for the fall team sports as well. And, of course, in this 4th of July week, get all your U.S. soccer gear, American gear, right at Top Notch Monogamming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. I'll go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Good, Andrew. The Spanish fans are still celebrating here in Toronto.
I can imagine. Happy Canada Day, by the way.
Thanks very much. No, it's quite remarkable, wasn't it, what we saw yesterday in that game.
Italy
we're
never
not going to see
up.
Too many better finals than that one.
Well, it was a good 64-minute final, that's what I will say. Spain won the championship in 64 minutes. It was after Thiago Motta went off with a hamstring injury, the match was over. And everybody knew it. And even Italy, I think, resigned themselves. They couldn't beat Spain with 10 men. It was tough enough with 11, but with 10, they had no chance. So, you know, there's a little bit of luck in the game, too. I mean, two Italian players went down with injuries, forcing substitutions. So it left Italy's coach without much of a opportunity to do any kind of magic off the bench. And that Spain just was able to run the game on. Of course, the late goal and assist from Torres gave him the Golden Boot Award and probably the only Golden Boot Award winner not to make the all-tournament team.
True, yeah, but I think overall, when you look at the quality of the Spanish performance, and I don't think there's any team I think of in recent memory that could have withstood that, notwithstanding what you mentioned about Chiellini's injury, Thiago Motta, you know, forced to play with 10 men, but it was still a fabulous performance. And before I forget, I thought the officiating, I thought Pedro Puenza, the Portuguese referee, was outstanding in this game.
I agree. Dick, you know, my heart is broken, but I, you know, from my perspective, Italy did not deserve to win. I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that we got cheated or anything like this. I mean, that's the way the game goes. But the reality, the thing is that, at least from my perspective, Andrew and I had discussed it before that you know, they were going to gang up on Pirlo. They didn't do that. I think that you know, they clogged the middle just the way they Barcelona. They played the same way Barcelona played, that they're trying to play in the, your half of the field, and that's what they did. And the few chances that we had, you know, they were not capitalized on. And then of course the injuries, and Pirlo was not as brilliant as he was before. I don't think that Cassano was very effective. I don't think Balotelli was had three men on him every time he hit the ball. I mean, there was a strategy. I think there was a coaching strategy, and I think the coach won the game.
Del Bosque.
What say you?
Well, I think, you know, and Cesare Prandelli was very gracious in defeat. I thought that was one thing that did come through. But when you look at the fact that this Spanish team and the options that Vicente del Bosque had, I think he played them to perfection. And as you rightly mentioned, you know, the quality of the final third play, whether they were winning the ball back, whether they were making these tremendous passes that split the defense, you're looking at a quality team. And as you mentioned, they didn't allow Pirlo the latitude that he had in the previous two games, and he wasn't certainly as effective in that regard. And we talked about, you know, Balotelli, and if Balotelli was going to come through, but he didn't. He was marked out of the game. It was very ineffective, as was Cassano.
I think another part of it, Dick, was fatigue. I think Spain was in better condition, and maybe it was the extra day they had
Could have been a factor. But, you know, I am just so impressed, you know, with the quality of the passing. The individual technical skills of the players is really the answer. It's not really the system, but the overall technical quality, right from Iker Casillas right out to the front players. I thought quite outstanding. They're so comfortable on the ball, and for young players watching this tournament, hopefully that came through, the fact that you've got to be able to pass and receive, you've got to play with the right or the left, and be comfortable when you have the ball in your possession. And at times the way the Spanish team strung the passes together was quite remarkable, and they're making so many passes, you know, averaging what, 626 passes a game. It's quite remarkable, because the ball never gets tired, but players chasing the ball do.
Well, you know what's interesting, though, Dick, when I was watching the match, and even in the second half it was even more prevalent, the Spanish players just pressed Italy in their own half. There was always somebody on the ball.
I think that really... Exactly that, yeah.
Yep, they really caused Italy to run out of gas. I think that they were fresher, they were better condition, and Italy just did not have any time on the ball. That takes a lot out of you, especially after a long tournament. So I think, I agree with Joe that Del Bosque's strategy to press Italy all over the field was key to their victory.
Yeah, no, he's done an outstanding job, and as I say, with his record, Euro, World Cup, and Champions League winner, he's certainly put himself in line with being one of the top Spanish coaches of all time. But as I say, following the game, I saw the situation with Balotelli, you know, stormed off the field at the end of the game, obviously very disappointed. Contrasting that with Buffon talking to Casillas, with Prandelli and Del Bosque, you know, congratulating one another. Thankfully, Balotelli came out after he shot off to the dressing rooms. And the one image that really captures me was at the end of the game. I don't know if you're able to see this in the States, but the cameras kept on, the Spanish team bringing their families onto the field.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And all these young Torres family members were tootling around with Fernando and having a great time. I thought it really made for quite a unique ending to the game, where the players acknowledged their families and brought them onto the field.
You know, Dick, I want your comment on what I'm going to say, and it's probably I'm going to come out as a bad loser. But the reality of the thing is that, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, and those who wins, they need, you know, they win with decor and compassion at time. And I thought that, you know, the Spanish team, and they might have incentive to score goals. They might have, you know, whatever they think are, okay? But, you know, they were winning 2-0. They were winning 3-0. And then Torres came in and scored the last goal. I think that they were winning already. I mean, and Andrew and I had this conversation before. In Italy right now, they say that not only the players were humiliated, but the whole country was humiliated. That's what they
said. Yeah, but let's, you know, look at the quality of this team, Joe. You're looking at arguably one of the top national teams of all time. I was thinking memories of 1970 in the World Cup final, you know, Brazil and Italy in the Azteca. That kind of situation, yes, the 4-0 was the biggest margin ever at this stage of a competition, but let's not take anything away from the fact that this was a truly outstanding team that finally put everything together. They had underachieved maybe in the earlier in the group games and maybe the knockout stages, but they put everything together with regards to this particular game and this particular final. And Italy, as would any other team, had no answer to it.
Well, Dick, we have another 2 more years to wait for Brazil 2014, and of course, I think I'm one of these people. I think if Spain wins the World Cup in 2014, I think they will be considered the greatest team of all time. I honestly do not see that happening. I don't see Brazil or any European team winning in Brazil. It's going to be either Brazil or Argentina taking it. The European team has never won in the Americas, and I don't know. I think it's going to be, if Spain can do it, then you know what? Then they deserve to be ranked as the best team of all time. But it's going to be very interesting what happens over the next couple of years with this Spanish team and with the other teams, what they have to do to try to come up to that level.
Sure, and as you say, in South America, you look at a South American team being dominant, and, well, they've got to get through the qualifying stages yet, but I'm glad that Cesare Prandelli is staying on. There's been several departures, as we know, with Laurent Blanc and company. So it's good that Italy have still got him in charge, because, as I say, I think he's done an excellent job. And Italy, Joe, when you look at the result in this tournament and tying the eventual champions in that first game, they really, well, deserve credit. And okay, it was a tough defeat in the final game, but it was against a team that was really on song.
Right. I think that 2 years from now, you're going to see the majority of the players that have played in this tournament no longer being there. And one of the comments that Cesare Prandelli made in the Italian newspaper, it said that some to the effect that Italy and the league, they have to recognize that they have to work on bringing up the Italian players. That, and the only way they're going to get the experience and they're going to get to defend the country colors is if they have playing time, you know. And that's a lose to the things you and I have always talked about.
Yeah, well, it's the same in England. You know, it's a wake-up call for English football, so and a few other countries besides, you know, because, as I say, you've got to, in your top leagues, have play, you know, national players that can step up, and that is not happening now. I know in the Premiership we've talked about this in the past, where, you know, in the key positions you're not seeing English players. You're seeing players who are bought at great expense into that environment.
Well, Dick, speaking of English, and of course coming up in just about 3 weeks' time is the Olympic Games, and I'm one of the people, along with millions of others, that were very disappointed and dismayed that David Beckham was not chosen for the Team GB for the Olympic Games. And matter of fact, Stuart Pearce, the coach of the Olympic team, just recently today had a press conference and basically said that David Beckham's form wasn't good enough. I'm sorry. I guess he didn't watch the game on Saturday when Beckham scored that brilliant goal against San Jose. How can you – I mean, the players they were talking about, Ryan Giggs, absolutely. Craig Bellamy, I have no problem with that. Micah Richards, come on. That's ridiculous.
No, I agree 100%. You know, David Beckham, I was shocked when I heard the news that he'd been excluded from the team, because he's exactly what the team needs, what the tournament needs, and he must have been devastated. He was very gracious, you know, in saying, you know, wishing the team all the best, but obviously very, very disappointed. And then certainly Ryan Giggs came out and said that he was disappointed in that situation. And the reasons, who knows? You know, Stuart Pearce, you say, well, it's purely football reasons. But as I say, for David Beckham, it was a real disappointment. And I agree with you 100%. He should have been in that team.
Well, we'll see. What I mean, the only way now he could be on the team is if one of the overage players gets injured. But there's a lot of rumors going around that he is going to be the one who's going to light the Olympic flame, or at least be part of the run-up in the stadium during the opening ceremonies. And he, if for those of you who don't know, David Beckham was one of the reasons why London got the games in the first place. He worked with the princes of England, and his presentation, part of the presentation, was what got them the victory over Paris to get the Olympics in the first place. So him not being a part of it just doesn't make any sense to me. But hey, we're just commentators, right?
We're just commentators, but you're right that there's thousands of people that are as disappointed as we are with regards to that decision not to include him in the squad.
We teased something at the top of the show, Dick, which we want you to announce for us, since it is a big coup for one of the Canadian MLS teams. Alessandro Nesta is going to be coming to MLS, and he'll be playing for?
Toronto is the team that's been mentioned, so
Toronto
need a central
here.
Defender. So
well, that's
if in an ideal world, I'd love to see an Alessandro Nesta. I haven't seen any news yet, but has it been announced?
Yes, it has been announced. He's going to be playing for Montreal.
Is it Montreal in the end? Well,
yes.
So Toronto, I know, we're in the bidding, and they certainly need somebody in the central defense, as do Montreal, given their recent results. But,
so it's a big deal for all the Milan fans, I'm sure, against more Italian players, which will help to continue the sellouts up in Montreal. They're doing very well at the gate, and now with the DiVaio and Nesta playing for them, certainly the very large Italian population up in Montreal will be
happy. They'll be disappointed here, Andrew. You know,
that's absolutely right.
As you know, a big Italian population in Toronto, and there was, you know, in the newspapers a lot of comment that he would be coming to Toronto, so I'm sure that they're going to be devastated with that situation. And yeah, notwithstanding, you know, the recent good form with the Toronto team, they still are really lacking in that area. Nesta would have been a fabulous addition, but è la vita.
C'est la vie.
That's
c'est
right.
La vie.
Well, Dick, again, thanks for being with us, and enjoy the rest of your holiday, and we will talk more next week.
Happy
thanks,
Canada
guys,
Day.
And again, Joe, ciao, and well done in getting to the final. That was a great achievement.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dick. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rhinos forward Isaac Kesey on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WISL.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL. You're listening to the new home of Salem Network News, 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Western New York Flash are back in 2012 for another exciting season of professional women's soccer. The next Flash home match will be Sunday, July 8th at Salem Stadium against ASA Chesapeake Charge. Kickoff is at 4 p.m. Flash tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or call the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos will host two important USL Pro League matches at Salem Stadium during this holiday week. On the 4th of July, it's the Rhinos versus Antigua Barracuda FC with a special start time of 7:55. And this Saturday, the Rhinos face the Dayton Dutch Lions with a kickoff at 7:05. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are also available. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisi here. Joe Sirianni had to go off to some very important soccer and Italian things, so I'll be running the show the rest of the way. And I want to also mention that the Western New York Flash will be in action on Sunday, 4 p.m. kickoff against the ASA Chesapeake Charge at Salem Stadium, so be sure to check that out. It's a big soccer week. We've got five matches coming up this week, starting on the 4th of July with the Rhinos hosting Antigua Barracuda at 7:55. One of the key members of the Rhinos who are going to be looking to get a victory on the board on the 4th of July. Our next guest, Isaac Kesey. Isaac's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Again, this Friday, or this Wednesday, the 4th of July, 7:55 kickoff with Barracuda FC. And then Saturday, the Dayton Dutch Lions come back to town for a 7:05 kickoff. Isaac, thanks for being with us tonight. How you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. Thanks a lot. And we appreciate you coming on. It's great to see you back on the pitch again. I know all the fans are very excited to see you back in action after being off because of the injuries that you had over the off season.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited to be back, too.
Tell us about what happened in the off season. What happened with the injuries and how is the recovery coming along?
I had a minor meniscus tear, and I had this one doctor in Pennsylvania, which I don't want to mention his name, try to repair it. But apparently, during my physicals when I reported to camp, John Goldblatt took a look at my MRI pictures and said, it hadn't been done well, so he had to go in about 2.5 months ago and redo everything. So it was kind of tough, you know, trying to get back from two surgeries within 6 months.
That stinks.
But,
it really does. Go ahead.
Our physical therapy team down at the university hospital and our trainer, David DePasquale, has done a good job of, you know, trying to work with me and our new strength and conditioning coaches with Power Train Sports Institute have done a good job of, you know, working with me to get back. And I'm pretty excited. It hasn't been easy, but you know, I'm still working hard every day. You know, you get sore, you get tired, but you still got to chase it because it's the second part of the season now, and we need everybody's, you know, help to get a championship.
Absolutely. You know, there's been rounds. We've had a few injuries. I know that Jack Traynor went out of the match on Saturday with an injury, and Georgios Kyriassis has been out. Drew Koss has been out, so we're just glad that you're back in the fold again. And I know that past Saturday was a tough loss, and you came in and did help to spark the offense. We got a late goal from J.C. Banks, but it just seemed like the Harrisburg had more of the play in the second half. First half was pretty even, but the second half, it seems like they took the game over. What do you think happened in the second half there?
I think, beginning of the season, after going in a great run, and you know, I would say the past seven games, we've had like three losses, three ties, and a win. You know, we're beginning to learn a lot about ourselves, how, you know, we react to, you know, losing, and, you know, we're learning more about our weaknesses. So I think we struggle with our confidence right now, and that was very evident in the game. We let them have more of the ball. We sat back and soaked the pressure. And I would say that's not how the Rhinos play. We play better at home. We need to, you know, get more of the possession. And we talked about it today. You know, we're still working on it. The coaches are doing a great job. And I think I'm glad we seen this struggles now. Hopefully we can correct in the next, you know, game or two. Shouldn't be more. So we can have a great momentum going into the playoffs. That's if we continue to play hard and make playoffs. So, I mean, I'm very confident we're going to pick it back up. You know, we still, you know, trying to reach out to our fans to not give up, you know. So there's a lot of soccer to be played, you know. They'll come out and support us each day, each night at home. And we promise we're going to show up and play like true Rhinos.
Well, Isaac, one of the things you mentioned about the home games, the Rhinos have seven of their last nine matches at home, so certainly an advantage for you guys to try to catch Orlando and Charleston. And you still got Orlando twice to play and Charleston once, so there's certainly a chance for the Rhinos to move up into the top spot in the league, given the chance you have to play against the top two teams right now, the Rhinos sitting in third place. So the opportunity is there, so it's just a matter of going out and grabbing it.
Yeah. Very true. I mean, I think the schedule this year is working in our favor, thinking we have seven home games down the stretch. We just need to take advantage of it. I mean, guys, teams are getting better in this league, too. So we need to, you know, protect our home, protect our turf, you know, put a good show on there. And, you know, I've been there, you know, we've won. This past 2 years, we've won, you know, the league or regular season before. But my main issue now is make playoffs and win the championship. It doesn't matter at the end of the year if you win a regular season and you get kicked out during playoffs. So we still got to continue to work hard, like I said. You know, we learned a lot about, you know, ourselves with losing now. You know, some of the guys are hurt. We're trying to, you know, get healthy. Me, for instance, is still trying to chase my form back. It hasn't been easy, but we promise we're going to get there. I mean, the scheduling is working in our favor now. We got to take a huge advantage of that.
Absolutely. And teams coming in here this week, Barracuda, of course, most of them play for the Antigua and Barbuda national team, who did very well against the United States in the first World Cup qualifier. They beat Charleston over the weekend, so their things are looking up for Barracuda. And Dayton, of course, had a great run in the Open Cup, and they tied Orlando this past weekend. So certainly these two teams, even though they're the two bottom teams in the league, they could certainly pose problems for any of the teams. It's very, very evenly balanced league this year.
Yeah. High shout to the, you know, hats off to the Barracuda guys for, you know, representing for the country and playing so well in that, you know, games. You know, we just got to, like I said, we got to protect our turf. We got to play Rhino soccer. We got to be confident and go out there and put in a good show, score some goals, and, you know, win the games. We got to take this advantage of this, you know, midweek games. I know guys are, you know, sore and all that, but, you know, we're working a whole lot of things this week of practice, and I know they're going to be coming in with a lot of confidence, but, you know, we're tired of losing. So I know the guys have talked about it. We really tired of losing this past few games. So we're going to come out guns blazing, and we're going to win. We're going to win on Wednesday for sure. And then we take it a game at a time and then move forward.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's the 4th of July, so there's certainly going to be fireworks. There's going to be fireworks on the field on Wednesday, 7:55 kickoff for the Rhinos hosting Antigua Barracuda. And then Saturday night, it's the Dayton Dutch Lions back in town for a 7:05 kickoff. Isaac, wish you and the guys the best of luck, and we'll certainly be there for both matches this week. It's going to be a big soccer week in Rochester, so we'll be there in force and cheering you guys on.
All right. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Isaac. Isaac
Kesey
here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, again, the Rhinos in action on the 4th of July. First 4th of July game in a while, so definitely get out to Salem Stadium. And before we go to our break, we want to mention another big bit of news that came out this weekend. The WPSL Final Four will be held at Salem Stadium, the playoff matches for the WPSL Elite League, the first year of the league. Friday or Wednesday the 25th, it will be the two semifinals. One will start at 5 o'clock and the other one will start at 8. And the two semifinal winners will meet on Saturday during the day to crown the first WPSL Elite Champion. The time of that match is under review at this point, so we will get more information on that on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass next week, or definitely go check out WNYFlash.com or WPSL.info for all the latest information on the WPSL playoffs. When we return, we'll be joined by one of the newest members of the Rhinos Hall of Fame, Doug Miller, here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Rochester Rhinos will host two important USL Pro League matches at Salem Stadium during this holiday week. On the 4th of July, it's the Rhinos versus Antigua Barracuda FC with a special start time of 7:55. And this Saturday, the Rhinos face the Dayton Dutch Lions with a kickoff at 7:05. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are also available. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash are back in 2012 for another exciting season of professional women's soccer. The next Flash home match will be Sunday, July 8th at Salem Stadium against ASA Chesapeake Charge. Kickoff is at 4 p.m. Flash tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or call the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We certainly wish everybody a very happy 4th of July holiday week. A lot of people taking the week off. Definitely check out all the soccer action in town. We've got two Rhinos matches, the Flash playing, and the Rochester Ravens. We have two matches this week at home as well. We'll talk to our next guest about that in just a moment. But we want to mention that we do have with us now one of the newest members of the Rhinos Hall of Fame, inducted along with Craig Demon and Pat Onstad on Saturday, joined by Doug Miller somewhere on the road. And Doug's appearance brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sports Park in Spencerport. Call 352-5300 for all the information. And by the Rochester Lancers. You can meet the Lancers this Saturday at the Cornhill Arts Festival. Go to rochesterlancers.com for more information or give them a call at 872-KICK. Doug, thanks for joining us and congratulations on your Hall of Fame induction.
Thanks, Andrew. Sorry I couldn't be there, but we'll celebrate the night on July 27th when they hand out my bobblehead.
It'll be the second bobblehead for you, won't it?
Yeah, they're life-size.
That'd be tough to get home in the car, I think. But, hey, I think it'll work. But, Doug, I know you're certainly one of the people that has built the Rhinos franchise with all your work in the early years and then coming back again later on in the early 2000s. Tell us about what's your most memorable moment in your Rhinos career.
Well, the first game at Frontier Field against Montreal, that's always one that sticks out. The U.S. Open Cup, win in 99, but more importantly, meeting my wife in 96 because she was a dancer, for the Rhinos. So the Rhinos were a big part of my, my life and my playing career. And, it's an honor, to be inducted into, their Hall of Fame.
This is a very good answer, Doug. I love how you defer to your wife. You're a very smart man, not only a great athlete, but a very intelligent person as well. the gentleman you're being inducted with, Craig Demon and Pat Onstad, certainly two of the greatest players ever to grace the field here in Rochester. And what are some of your memories on playing alongside Craig and Pat?
Well, Pat was he was a monstrosity, excuse me, in goal, and his presence was always felt. And I remember in '98, it was like 13, games where we didn't concede a goal. And with Craig, not only is he a true competitor, a true professional, but a class act. And, the thing that always got me is, how he always competed and treated it with professionalism. And, and playing against him, his makeup speed, and playing out of the back, those players really, made the Rochester Rhino organization something special.
Absolutely. Of course, Craig now works with you on the Lancers as one of the coaching staff, and the Lancers certainly have a big second season coming up. They just announced Chicago joining the league this year, so that'll be a big addition, a big media market. And of course, you guys, the Lancers will be at Cornhill this weekend, so a chance for all the fans to come out and meet the Lancer players.
Yeah, you know, the Lancers, you know, they did a great job in the first year. You know, a lot of success in regards to, you know, getting people to understand the indoor side.
Have a little technical problems here with Doug. Of course, he's on the road right now, so we might have lost the cell phone feed. We'll try to get it in just a second here. And, of course, again, we're going to mention the Rhinos in action on the 4th and the 7th at Salem Stadium. They've mentioned the Ravens. They're going to be playing on Friday night, 7 p.m. at Aquinas against Quebec City, and then the next day, Saturday, at 4 o'clock against London, the team they beat 3-1 on the weekend for their first victory of the season. And as soon as we get Doug back, we will go right back to him. Also mentioned that the Western New York Flash in action on Sunday. So again, it's a great time to get out. It's going to be beautiful weather all week, perfect soccer weather. Come out and support our local teams, because without all of you, the fans, we wouldn't have these teams. Just like back in the day, we wouldn't have had the Lancers. I believe we have Doug back on the air with us now. Doug, you been back with us? Oh, not yet. We're still waiting on him. Bob D'Angelo, our crack engineer, trying to get him back on the air. Again, when you're driving through the mountains, sometimes things like this happen, unfortunately. So again, the Rhinos in third place in the USL Pro behind Charleston and Orlando. And the Flash sitting in third place as well in WPSL behind Boston and Chicago. They're 3 points back of both the Red Stars and the Breakers. The final home match will be again on the 22nd. The Breakers come to town. Back here with Doug Miller. And Doug, just talking about the Ravens. They won their first match over the weekend. I know it's been a tough season for the Ravens, but getting that first win, I'm sure, was very, very satisfying, very happy for the whole organization.
Yeah, you know, it's a young team. We've got, you know, we're building for the future. And Steve Christensen has done a very good job. You know, where games we would get blown out, you know, now, you know, we're losing 1-0, 2-1, and then, you know, got our first victory, you know, 3-1. So, you know, doing very well. And it's, you know, we have, we actually had one of our youth players from Doug Miller Soccer play, you know, this past week, and she played a full 90 minutes in the first victory.
How about that? Again, we mentioned the Ravens will be playing Friday night and Saturday afternoon over at Aquinas. So a great chance to check out these ladies. They work really hard. A lot of players have been with the team now for a couple years, so some familiar faces. And we encourage everybody to head out to Aquinas over the weekend and check out the Ravens. And, Doug, we're running out of time here. But, again, thank you so much for being with us. And I know that with the driving and everything, and we'll see you on the 27th of July when the Rhinos host the L.A. Blues for Doug Miller bobblehead night. And we look forward to honoring you then, Doug. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great night, guys.
Bye-bye. Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And again, I want to thank Doug. Doug had a tournament down in Pennsylvania he was at with some of his teams. So we really appreciate Doug coming on the show. And, of course, we're also very happy to have back with us Isaac Kesey as well. And you can check out Isaac this week. And really looking forward to seeing him at top speed, putting the ball in the back of the net for the Rochester Rhinos. And, of course, I also want to thank our friend Dick Howard up in Canada on a holiday. He comes on our show and gives us great commentary as always. I want to thank also Greg Stanton from the Rhinos helping us out. The Rhinos in action again, 4th of July, 7:55 against Antigua, 7:05 Saturday against Dayton. The Flash, 4 p.m. Sunday at the stadium against ASH Chesapeake Charge. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard up in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.